Welcome to the Dell Golf Podcast.
My name is David Adele, and let's sit down at the workbench and talk about how we can play our best golf. Welcome back to the Dell Golf Podcast. Hope everyone is having a great week. Man, we're going through some crazy times, obviously, but, you know, sometimes something like this can provide an opportunity. It gives us some free time. We're at home trying to figure stuff out, or we can go to the golf course and, you know, socially distance, but we can do some effective practice. So today's podcast is about how people practice and then, you know, what does good practice look like? So I have a lot of strong opinions about this. I do a lot of putter fitting. I'll go out on the PGA Tour and I have a unique perspective. I think the most unique perspective of anybody that goes out onto the tour, because I manufacture putters and I fit putters and I do it in a very different way. And then I watch what's going on out there and how their putters are being selected and then how they practice. So I'll sit there and I'll pattern a player and I'll watch what they do for hours. I'll just follow one person and I'll watch what they do over and over and over. And then someone else will come in and I'll pattern because, you know, I'm not a busy guy. I mean, I'm lucky if, you know, in 3 weeks I get one guy to come over and talk to me because, you know, the OAMs are over there controlling what's going on. So, you know, I have a lot of time to sit and watch and learn about what's going on. And I'm not learning by what they're doing. I'm learning by what they're not doing. And I find it very frustrating because I think, man, I could really help this person if they just come over and talk with me, give them a logical perspective of the way I think and how that would ultimately help them. And then I go out on, you know, normal days doing putter fitting out at, you know, XYZ Country Club or Golf Club. And I watch how people walk up to a putting green and practice and then go off and go play golf. And I think, geez, they're doing nothing but hurting themselves. It'd be far better to do one simple thing over and over and over and then go play golf. Because there's not very many scenarios that you're going to be able to sit there and practice on a putt that you're going to find out on the golf course. For one, practice greens are generally way jacked up comparative to the normal putting green. And block practicing one scenario all the time isn't necessarily as effective as working on one aspect of the putting stroke. The problem I see is most players try to do aim, path, and speed all at the same time. And then they go through this round robin, it's like endless tape scenario of, oh, I hit that one left and I missed it left. So then they push it right and then they change their speed, right? So they're changing often multiple variables. I worked with a tour player. He's a very good friend of mine and I won't say his name, but you know, I go, dude, you are changing two things every time you miss a putt. He goes, God, you're right. I go, yeah, you just missed it left and you hit it too hard. So then you changed the speed and then you changed your path. Right? Or you changed your read and you changed your speed. Like, you don't have that option when you play golf. You get one crack at it, right?
Hey, I've really enjoyed putting together this podcast for y'all. It's been such a great avenue to share all this information I've been collecting over the years. And we want as many golfers to find out about this as possible. So if you've enjoyed this podcast, it would be a huge help to us if you could subscribe to podcasts, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, screenshot that, and send it to podcasts@adelgolf.com. I'll repeat that quickly. Subscribe to the podcast, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, screenshot, and send it to podcasts@adelgolf.com. To say thank you, we're going to be giving away one of our brand new putters that are coming out this June to one lucky winner. These putters are awesome, and I bet your odds of winning are going to be pretty good. So enter this competition, and the best of luck.
So this question is, best putting drill you have come across to date? Well, drills are good, but a lot of them can focus on too many things at one time. And so when I work with a drill or work with a player on it with a drill, I try to have them learn one thing. Because, you know, if you just say, hey, get on this type of a putt and hit this putt, then you're trying to make a putt and you could be doing a lot of things to make that putt. You know, aim, path, and speed are all part of a scenario, and then you have green ring. We call that the triad. So if I'm working on something, it would be an aim drill, or it would be a speed drill, or it could be a path drill. But one of the best drills that I've ever come across, and I've had so many players say to me, tour players that is, say, that drill changed my whole putting career. And it revolves around, I call it the 15-foot string drill. And anybody can afford this. You just get a string, go get on as flat a putt as you can get on, and go and pace off 5 paces every time, same distance, and hit putts to the string, trying to put the ball on the string every time. And one of the, you know, some of the players that I've worked with that have gone on to do some pretty cool stuff, that was a drill that we worked on, was putting to the string and having their distance control be no, you know, out of 10 putts, that there was a 5-inch dispersion pattern out of 10 putts, meaning they put 5 on the line and they had 5 inches, or they put 10 on the, you know, 9 on the line, and they got one, they knocked one 5 inches by. It doesn't matter to me. It's having the ability to roll the ball at the same pace every time. And it's not just that day, it's day in and day out. And generally I'll say to the player, that's going to take you 3 to 4 months to get good at it, to do it. And they can't believe me. They think, oh, I'll get this. And the problem is that it takes a long time to develop the sensitivity to do it every time, day in and day out, different mindsets, how you feel, how you're focusing your brain. And the drill's so good because, you know, it teaches you the self-talk of what it takes to do that every time. You know, to get away from the I call it the Goldilocks scene, where you hit one long and then you hit, go, oh, I got to take it a little off. And because when you play golf, it's a sense of knowing. It's not being able to play Goldilocks. You know, I make all my second, third, 5 footers that I miss, right? Because I have I know what happened. I know what I need to make a change in. Either it's line or it's speed or both. So when you get amazing at speed, then you can pretty much, it defines your aiming points of your green reading, and then it solidifies your aiming process, and it fixes path issues, because you're not using speed to get to a different line or path to get to a different line. So it pretty much, if you fix your speed, you fix darn near everything. Speed is so important. I don't care if you aim badly. If you have great speed control, you're a match for anyone. And the reason I choose 15 feet is because it's that distance we're always going to get. We're going to get a ton of them. You know, we're going to expect to make a lot of 5 and 6 footers, but most tour players come to me with the desire to make more 15 footers or in that range, because we get them all the time. They're saving our butt all the time. You know, whether it's a bad bunker shot or a chip that went awry, or we knock it 15 feet and you got an opportunity to make a birdie. So it's those conversions at 15 feet or therefore around that area that allow us to really excel at putting. So having great speed control at 15 feet, once you learn this drill, then I suggest going to 5 foot, 10 foot, 15, 20, 25. But you got to dominate one first. Let it reboot you. It's a reboot. And it's like, for me, it's like every speed is like a hat. And if you don't have a hat rack, they're laying all over the place and you can't organize them. If you have one base understanding at a distance, and you know it innately in you, like you don't even have to think to hit a 15 footer. Everything else develops a hierarchy off of that. In addition to that drill, the device like the Pels Tutor, where it has little ball bearings, or you can put 2 tees down that you got to putt through a gate to a distance. That's another great one, because now you're proving to yourself, I can roll it on a line to a distance. And when you believe in that, you really don't need to do a whole lot of other drills, because if you can roll it through the gate to a specific distance, you're dominating speed and you're dominating the ability to roll the ball straight. And if you believe you can do that, then it will allow you to make better green reading decisions. So my good buddy Mark Sweeney, who developed Aimpoint, you know, Aimpoint is an incredible, phenomenal process. And I would hope everybody that's listening to this goes through and sees a certified Aimpoint fitter, because it's life changing. But if you don't control speed, it's hard to do, because, you know, if you're going to knock it 3 feet by, then a projected read is not going to help. So that's one of the big processes in Aimpoint, is getting you to understand how to control speed and the processes that are involved in that. If you don't go through a fitting, what we do with the way we weight the putter and the process of waiting is so unique in the golf industry that we can actually get you to that goal of getting that sensitivity to roll 15 footer after 15 footer the same distance, and therefore anything else after that. Because once the putter matches your touch system, how you process pressure, it's the deal. So that's my favorite drill. A lot of people say it feels really boring after time. And I said, well, you're just not getting into it. You're not getting to the point where you are feeling every revolution of that end of that rollout of that golf ball. So important. If you understand speed, sometimes the things, you know, that you got to do aren't as fun as you want them to be. But I'm telling you, you do that. I had one tour player say it quadrupled her earnings on the LPGA tour. And that is a phenomenal statement coming from someone who really worked really hard at it and was amazed. Took her almost 3 to 4 months to really understand it, what I was talking about. And when she got it, she was like, that's the deal. So anyhow, I hope that question helps.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Adele Golf Podcast. Make sure you stay tuned for more podcasts coming your way on a regular basis. Subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you're interested in going through a fitting process and finding the best putter for you, head over to adelegolf.com. Go to the Find a Fitter tab, scroll down, and find a fitter in your state nearby. Find a putter that you know is custom fit for your best performance. That's it for today. We'll see you next time